over there. Was that like an omelet of some sort? Or
that was a spinach omelet with pepper jack cheese.
Okay, see, there's enough fragrance in that. I think that's what it is. So I'm done. I'm done. I can't talk anymore.
Well, 9 o'clock, you're done, and then we'll try it.
Oh, well, it's too tempting to figure out there. But Chad's joining us this morning on location. Here we are at the Arabica on Park Avenue in Amherst. The doors are wide open, so we get a little bit of the outside on the inside and the inside on the outside. Maybe mm-hmm. the fragrances get the people driving by to come on in and join us for breakfast. But Chad's here this morning to talk a little bit about employment. You've brought somebody with you. Who did you bring with you this
I year? Did. I brought a very special guest, my youngest son, Carter. And he didn't have a job to do today, so I decided that it would be good that he came with me, and I put him to work and give him a little experience on some different things, and so he's going to have an opportunity to talk about employment on the radio today.
Thanks for coming in this morning. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Let's talk a little bit about how old are you now?
I'm 15.
15. And obviously your dad involved with getting people to work. You probably hear a little bit of a mantra at home all the time
about a lot.
Preparing for a career, a job, getting employment. What are some of the things that you're involved with right now as far as, you know, career, like a responsibility outside of things that you do around the home?
A lot of hands-on stuff, landscaping, mulching, planting grass, making wine for a fact with my dad's, or my best friend's dad. He owns a winery, Mattis Winery, in Wakeman, Ohio.
So you said, I'm willing, or someone said, hey, I need some help, and you're stepping up and able to do that.
Yep.
So, Chad, it's a little bit of that, too. Also, people you know, sometimes when people are thinking they're younger, how do they get the experience? This is a good example, right?
There's opportunity. It was funny. I was looking in the newspaper as I was sitting eating that phenomenal omelet here, and if we're just looking in the newspaper for employment, I think there were two ads in the newspaper for job opportunities this morning. So there's so many different avenues to get exposed to different occupations, different skill sets, you know, different industries. And, you know, one of them is getting out there and talking in the community. And I mean, farmers, I think every farmer needs help. And, you know, there's a lot of things that you learn, whether it's baling hay, whether it's, you know, pitching pens, you know, just doing different things in the farm atmosphere that, you know, relate to that solid base of work ethic. And Carter, you know, he's out there doing what he can with different opportunities, but also in those types of fields, landscaping, farming, it's not real consistent all the time. You know, it's need you for 3 days here, or I need you for a day here, and so it's just keeping
it sometimes busy. Though for that works for a young person. You're 15, going to be 16 now. How do you get to these places? A lot of times kids will say, I can't get a job because I don't have a car. I'm not old enough to drive. How do I get there? How does it work for you?
Usually with the farm jobs, they're going to need more than one person, so we'll either carpool with a friend or get dropped off before the parents go to work.
Now, when you were first getting involved in this, was it something where you were saying, hey, I'm bored, I want to get out there and do something, and your friend says, I'm doing this? How did the word of mouth get that you're able to
we need to make money, you know. You're out doing stuff as a kid and can't keep asking mom and dad for money to a certain point, so you got to make your own.
And what's it like when you do something and then you see that there's a paycheck at the end of it? What's the feeling you get?
It feels good. It makes you want to go back and work more, so you have your own money so that you can do what you want with.
That's one of those things, too. It's that incentive that comes out.
The incentive and feeling purposeful and like you're contributing. The other side for, you know, Carter is we got to get that hole sealed up in his pocket, because as fast as it comes in, it goes out.
Well, that's a different story for a different whole other, right? I mean, that's sort of money management, which I guess when anybody starts to get a job, you have to determine, you know, all the money doesn't go for leisure and fun. At a certain point, you realize there's things you pay for that you don't want to pay for, but you need the money to do those things.
I think he's well aware that he's going to be driving here soon, and there's gas money, and there's insurance, and his cell phone bill, and all those things that he's going to need to contribute towards.
Hey, Chad, you talked earlier about the lack of want ads in the paper yet. We've talked before, and we've often heard from employers in the county, that there are plenty of jobs out there, especially in skilled trades, waiting to be filled.
Yes, there's several. And when I say several, I mean you could go to any construction company. You can go to any manufacturing company, really, and there's job opportunities out there. And it's the consistency, the persistence, the willingness to start and stay focused and not allowing life and circumstances to throw you off track. It's keep your eyes open, keep your mouth shut most of the time, and work through those challenges, and opportunities will continue to present themselves.
Talking this morning with Chad Groot from Express Employment Professionals. He has his son, Carter. You said you're youngest, right?
Youngest.
So you've been through this before. Now, Carter, you've seen your other siblings kind of work their way into the job market? Did they get any pointers from them, or have you learned from their mistakes at all? But how's it going?
They really haven't had that many mistakes, but they've just said just try to get in as many places as you can, just find the right one you like.
That's the thing too, right, Chad? You sort of get a sample of his. How does he know what you really want to do? Maybe you have an idea of something, but
just test out different jobs and see what I like the best.
So tell me about this winemaking. What do you get to do there? That sounds like a very intriguing.
It's a lot of hands-on stuff. Picking grapes, spreading fertilizer on the vines, and actually bottling the wine.
Wow, that's so okay. Because first of all, I think you're at the very beginning and at the end. Yeah. Of course, the best part he can't do because he's only 15, right?
Yes.
But it's a good thing to get going. Now, what are your plans for like this week? Do you have today? You're here shadowing your father, kind of see what his career is like. What other things do you have?
I'm probably planning on working at the winery or with my buddy Kyle at Kyle's Excavating.
And when you do that, you get to learn what different types of equipment or
processes.
They start you just by doing some of the basic landscaping, and then after they realize you maybe have some skills or responsibilities, maybe they move you into a piece of equipment or some job that's a little more, important within the landscaping industry too.
Yeah, doing that grunt work and earning your stripes and showing responsibility to show up for work every day and get the job done, earns you. The trust that you can take on more, duties. And
Now, does it create a problem, though, now that he comes back home and he's already been paid for kind of work that you might want to have him do around the house? How do you balance that sort of thing?
So that's an intangible paycheck.
That's dinner.
That's dinner. That's a bed to sleep in.
That's pretty good. I want to talk about some other things. We have a golf outing that you have coming up. Is it July?
Yes, Monday, July 25th, 1 p.m. shotgun start at the Oberlin Golf Club. There's two organizations that the sort of a fundraiser, the Lorain County Urban League and Family Promise of Lorain County, two organizations that are out there that we support and really trying to make a difference in helping individuals in less fortunate circumstances. And the Lorain County Urban League is one that is inclusive of all genders and races and helps out in holistically in housing, financial empowerment, job readiness, recovery from addictions. And they just, Frank Whitfield over there just has a strong organization and is really, moving forward and partnered up with us to try to make a difference in the county.
We want to also talk just briefly things that Express Employment's involved with, and one of the things that you wanted to talk about was something called emotional intelligence related to the job, employment. Tell me how that fits in.
I'm going to put it more towards relating to success in any area of your life, but we put it towards the employment and the career, and it comes down to it's not what happens to us, it's how we handle what happens to us. It's not what we say, it's how we say it. And it's controlling our emotions to prevent us putting a negative mark against us and holding us back from future growth and opportunity. So whether it's you didn't get the promotion that you thought you were due for, how do you handle that? Do you get upset? Do you leave? Or do you just look at yourself and say, okay, why didn't I get the job? What could I have done better? It's when a boss talks to you in a way that you may feel disrespected. It's not reacting emotionally back towards them to cause that boss to either write you up or fire you. It's because it's just those emotional that self-control that helps us stay focused on the goal, and we don't allow other people shortfalls to cause us to put a negative mark against our progress.
Sometimes that's it seems like maturity. That's kind of the broad word that
I'd say you fall under maturity, but you know it's just that that emotion. You know, it's keeping that in check, and thinking from a logical standpoint of if I do this, what's this going to cause? You know, going forward,
right?
Yeah,
which can be people like to see passion, maybe not emotion in a sense, but something that you have. But you have to keep those in check and.
Right.
That's why you have your home life, to the spouse or somebody else. They're the people that receive the emotional, the intelligence, whatever, just to vent that. Some you need some place to explain that and get that out, but the workplace usually is not the place for something.
In prioritization of a job, you know, I think one of the things that we've lost today in many areas is the value of employment. And so in my orientation, when I talk to new employees, and we talk about attendance, I speak to my uncle who had 28 years of perfect attendance. He retired after 42 years, 28 years of perfect attendance. He has the certificates to prove it. The other 14 years, he may have missed one or two days, but the reality is that he had an addiction. You know, he had a couple failed marriages, he had kids. So he had life problems, but yet his job was that important that he was there every day on time. And it really comes down to a choice of how important is my job.
Right. A lot of times a job is a steady force in someone's life, even if there is chaos that goes around it. If they show up, they're able to do it during that time, and if they do a good job, they'll keep it there. So it does have a benefit to your life, even if maybe things aren't going as well as you expected.
You know, life outside of work is very challenging, and a lot of people, when life gets tough, their work is their safe haven. You know, that's one thing that's consistent, and you know, you may have struggles outside with other things, but when you go to work, you know, it's sort of your safe place.
Right.
And you know, I use some simplicities on, you know, I feel like a lot of people just haven't learned those core things of how to play nice in a sandbox, you know.
So Carter, when you're with your dad, you'll see your dad as the job genius dad, not the dad you see at home. There's always a little difference, and sometimes it's hard to wrap your mind around it. Really, those people are listening to him? Wow, he's important. There's things that he has to say, which doesn't always come out when you see him around home. So it's a different experience for your son as well to see that.
Yes.
And we appreciate you coming in. Thanks for coming in, Carter, as well. Hopefully you'll have a good day today. Not a lot of heavy lifting, perhaps, going on today with your dad. But
we're going to see how he does on cold calling today.
Maybe you want to get back to that wheelbarrow and some of that bacon grapes, because there's something about cold calling that really is a little bit of a problem. But Chad, we appreciate you in this morning. Chad Groot from Express Employment Professionals. People want to get a hold of you or your company, where's a good place to start?
Stop in and visit us at 992 Abbey Road North in Elyria, directly across from Lorain County Community College. Give us a call at 440-723-2882. Or come visit us on the website at www.expresspros.com/LorainOH.
Sounds great. We'll talk again next Monday as we have Chad Groot, our Express Employment Professional Job Genius, joining us this morning. We're broadcasting live from Park.